Good day, warm greetings from IMC. It feels to me like it's been a while since I've been here. And happy to be sitting here and somehow in my heart feeling a warmth and a connection to this wide YouTube audience, all of you. So thank you for being here. One of the underappreciated aspects of meditation is that right from the very beginning, even the beginning of someone who's starting a meditation practice for the first time, there are hints or clues for where this practice is going and what's being developed, and to start tuning in or recognizing these hints, these little traces of the goal, in a sense, from the beginning can be very helpful, and it kind of is maybe a simple guide for the path of meditation. And so, for example, if you sit down to meditate and you're sitting or lying down to be still and not moving, that right there is no longer the engagement with all the movements of the life, the movements of speech, movements of action, spinning around, concerns with movement, fidgeting, that might go on. And in that stillness of the body, there can be a kind of a release from all the activities that might feel kind of good. Like, wow, it's like taking a rest. If you sit down to meditate, and you sit and take your posture, and then you relax your shoulders. In that relaxation, there is this hint of the whole whole path of meditation, that that in the relaxation, there is a release in the shoulder, maybe even a release in the mind, because of the close way in which the mind and body are connected. And there is a release right there. And with that release, there can also be some shift in the mind. The mind might become settled, more settled, maybe a little bit more. Something settles in the mind just as the shoulders settle. Also, become clear. There's a little moment of a little more clarity with the relaxation. And so this release and clarity, however small it is, when you first sit down, that is the way forward. That's what meditation is kind of opening to and expanding and growing. And so to feel it right there at the beginning and to kind of feel there's the way forward. Not to try too hard to always release and always be clear. The basic idea is just to see clearly what's going on. But when there are releases, when we're no longer caught up in our thoughts and concerns, our story-making mind, when we let go of a thought, in that letting go is a feeling of release, is a feeling of openness, feeling of space, feeling of non-preoccupation. And that feeling, that sense, that experience of non-preoccupation, of release, that's the way forward. That to be appreciated, to feel that, rather than quickly going on to the next thing. Let go of your thoughts, and then you have a duty to go into your breath, and like, let's go get to work. So to appreciate the goodness that happens, the value, the benefit, the goal that's right here of freedom. Each little moment, take a few moments to appreciate the good impact, the good consequences of relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the belly, letting go of the thought, relaxing the mind. And that is, getting a sense of that and appreciating it points the way forward. So assuming a stationary posture, a posture that you can be still in for this 30 minutes. And to help you, even maybe it's easier to become quieter and still in the posture. If you do kind of maybe sway back and forth a bit, or a little bit gently rock yourself a teeny bit, maybe sway around so that you can kind of better find the center and come to a place of balance. So your whole body somehow is finding here to be still and quiet. And then coming into stillness with your body. Appreciating whatever lack of work, frenetic energy, busy doing that we can be caught up in. To come into a posture that represents peace and quiet. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe 3/4 full. And as you exhale, relax your shoulders. Perhaps appreciating whatever softening of the shoulders there's there. The release. And letting your breathing return to normal. Taking a few moments to now relax different parts of your body. And each time, if you're able to soften, relax, settle in your body, to appreciate what that feels like, the goodness or the rightness or the release that happens. You might soften, relax your belly. Appreciating if the belly softens, how the lack of tightness, contraction, holding, provides a release, a sense of freedom or ease. As you exhale, relaxing in the chest, around the heart. On the exhale, releasing the shoulders. Maybe the parts of the tight shoulders don't release at all, but maybe there's a little softening around the tightness. And as you exhale, to relax muscles of your face. also any contraction or tightness in the mind, any pressure you feel in the mind or tightness, as you exhale, can that be softened, relaxed, released? And however small the release is, to appreciate what's nice about that release. Letting go of your thinking. Appreciating maybe the more spacious feeling that can come with not being preoccupied, even if it's just for a couple of moments. And then as we continue this meditation, whenever you notice there's contraction or pressure, tightness, there's grasping or clinging to anything, or relax, let go and appreciate whatever feels good about no longer being caught up in a contracted state or pressured state. How in the lack of contraction, maybe it's easier for the awareness to be clearer. Clear awareness of what is, releasing all concerns and preoccupations. let go of your thoughts and appreciate that release and opening and quieting of a thinking mind. Perhaps noticing if then, without the thinking, there's more clarity in your awareness, clarity about here and now. And you relax your body further. And in the relaxation, feel the release. Feel a certain kind of freedom or ease. Can you relax your mind? Settle it, quiet it, and in doing so, appreciate the absence of busyness, the absence of chasing thoughts, the pressure to think. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to once again let go of your thoughts, release and relax whatever holdings you have in your body and your mind. And appreciate how doing so might allow you to be more present for other people, more present for the tasks at hand. That the more you're at ease, the more that you're not preoccupied and have the pressures of agitations of greed and hatred, fear, that there's a potential for attention, clarity, availability of seeing clearly what's here, maybe with an open heart. And that meditation is not only for our own benefit, but also sets the stage for ways that we can be more caring, more present for others. Sets a stage for us to have the heart respond to others with care and kindness, with compassion and appreciation, with generosity. So may it be that this meditation that we've done today, may it serve us, may it serve others in our ability to be present, attentive, present to see and understand and appreciate other people, whether in person or other ways. May it be that as we free ourselves, that freedom is expressed in a greater care and love and benefit for the world around us. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that possibility.